أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. الحمد لله، الحمد لله لمن تفرد بالعظمة والكبرياء حمدا متواصلا بيده مقادير كل شيء. الحمد لله على الإيمان، والحمد لله على الإسلام، والحمد لله على القرآن، والحمد لله على كل نعمة وعلى كل حال. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اصطفاه على خلقه بأكرم رسالة وأعظم نبوة. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وآمنوا برسوله يؤتكم كفلين من رحمته ويجعل لكم نورا تمشون به ويغفر لكم والله غفور رحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, today I want to talk about a condition that we all come across and we all face, which is staleness of the heart. But before I start, I just want to give a very brief introduction about the importance of the heart. We are told that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَى سُوَرِكُمْ وَأَجْسَامُكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah does not look at your face or the way you look or your bodies. Allah looks into your heart. This is where Allah looks at us. This is where we're going to be standing with, facing Allah on the Day of Judgment. And hence the importance of the heart. Now, the heart can go through several ailments and illnesses. We are told that every time somebody makes a sin, a black dot is put on the heart. If he repents from his sin, then this dot is removed. However, if he keeps sinning, one sin after the other, and black dots starts accumulating on the heart, then the heart becomes completely blackened and goes dark. And this is what's described in the Quran when he says, "Kalla bal ran ala qulubihim." Ran is the like black tar that surrounds the heart, and the heart becomes completely blackened and dark. It can even go to a further stage where the heart dies off completely. And this is complete kufr, wal-iyadu billah. So this is not what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about just staleness of the heart. Because it is something that we all face at one time or another in our lives. Especially in this time of the year, when Ramadan has been a few weeks ago, and the amount of charge that we had during Ramadan is starting to wear off, and we're starting to feel a bit of staleness there. So, we want to discuss what causes it, we want to discuss who is affected by it, and we want to discuss how to cure it and how to deal with it. So, let me just go through some general rules first. Everyone is prone to this. Every single person is prone to these periods of staleness in the heart. Every single person is prone to making mistakes. كل ابن آدم خطأ وخير الخطأون التوابون. Every human being is prone to making mistakes, is prone to sin. But the best of these human beings are those who always repent when they do a sin. So repentance is very important. As I said, we are all prone to mistakes. We are all prone to sins. And we are all weak. This is how Allah created us. Because He wants us to always repent. So repentance is very important. And the Quran, Allah tells us, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمَلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. This is the beauty. This is the beauty of the kindness and mercy of Allah. If you do a sin and you repent, and repentance of course involves correcting the sin or doing the right thing, right? آمَنَ وَعَمَلَ عَمِلًا صَالِحًا. So the two together, not just repentance by mouth, but repentance by mouth and action as well. What does Allah do? Does He just forgive us? No. Allah doesn't only forgive us, He says, وَيُبَدِّلُ اللَّهِ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. He will transform these sayyat into hasanat, subhanAllah. So if you've done loads of sins, you repented, you did the right thing, Allah will not only wipe them away, but He will transfer these sins into hasanat. So instead of being bad points, they become positive points, subhanAllah. This is how kind Allah is to us. So a believer's heart is prone to setbacks. The scholars have told us, إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَ الْقَلْبُ قَلْبًا مِنْ تَقَلُّبِهِ. The heart is called qalb in Arabic because it's taqallub. Taqallub means turning over and over. They even said that the heart is like رِيشَ مُعَلَّقَ فِي أَصْلِ شَجَرًا. It's like a feather that's hung in a tree. Any wind that blows on it can turn it around this way and that way. This is how our hearts are. This is how easy it is for us to turn from one state to another. This is how we're being created. So we need to be aware of that. Now, we must also remember another important principle. أن الإيمان يزيد وينقص. Faith, belief, can increase and can decrease. يزيد بالطاعة وينقص بالمعصية. By doing good deeds, iman is actually lifted up. And you can try that yourself. Do some good deeds, you know, give some charity, help somebody, and then see how you feel in your next prayer. You will immediately feel that your heart has been elevated. Al-iman yazidu wa yanqus. When we are doing sins, or we are away from Allah, or we are doing these sins, go to pray and see how it is. You probably feel that, oh, did I pray or didn't I pray? Did I read in Fatha? I'm not aware of what I'm doing because the heart has been suppressed a bit. So this is normal. This is normal state that we all pass through, but we need to be aware of it. So the other thing we need to remember is a believer's heart cannot stay in a very heightened state all the time. Otherwise, we would become angels. And we are not angels, we are human beings. One of the Sahaba of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is called Hanzala, went to the Prophet one day and he was in tears, he was crying. He said, نَفَقَ حَنْظَلَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Hanzala has become a hypocrite. And he asked him why. He said, because when we are with you, I feel that my heart is elevated, I feel in a great state. But then when I'm away from you, I'm back to earth, and I don't feel that close to Allah. And he says, this is normal. Because if you were in this continuous heightened state of belief and spirituality, you would be an angel. And you are not an angel, you're a human being. So even the Sahaba used to have these states, which we all pass through. Can we please move a bit forwards and towards the right so that the latecomers can find space, please? Thank you. So, what are the symptoms that people feel when they have this condition that we all feel? So, hardness of the heart. Allah tells us, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبِهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. So, you find that when we are going through this period of stainless of the heart, we have difficulty with ibadat. We have difficulty with our prayer. You find that when you stand up to pray, you're doing it, you're really pushing yourself to do it. You find that the dhikr becomes difficult. Even giving sadaqat becomes difficult. Allah describes this condition in the Quran where He says, وَلَا يَأْتُونَ الصَّلَاةَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كُسَالَى. They only go to prayer while they are feeling really sort of tired. وَلَا يُنفِقُونَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كَارِهُونَ. And they give their charity while they hate what they're doing. So this is a state, inshallah, we don't get to that state. But if we do, inshallah, we can snap out of it very quickly. So one other thing is, if you find that all of a sudden you're starting to feel uncomfortable going to majalis of dhikr, or sitting with people reading Quran, or sitting with people who are talking about religion, you don't like that. You dislike majalis al-saliheen, you dislike khutab, you dislike anything related to religion. This is again another symptom of the stainless of the heart. The other thing is the absence of religious feelings. You don't feel that you have any religious feelings at all. As a matter of fact, when you hear about religion, you probably just pass by, if you're not interested in hearing about religion and you don't have any feelings in your heart at all. And the other thing is lack of a feeling of thankfulness. So you don't feel thankful for all what you have. As a matter of fact, you probably feel resentful of everything. You feel angry. You feel that you're not happy with what you have. You're not happy with your life. You're not happy with what Allah has given to you. Although the Prophet ﷺ teaches us the complete opposite, where he says, عَجَبًا لَأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. How strange is the state of a mu'min, a person who is a believer. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ. All his state is good. وَلَيْسَ هَذَا لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا الْمُؤْمِنِ. And nobody else has got this except those believers. إِنْ أَصَابَتُهُ سَرَّاءٌ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. If something good befalls him, he's thankful to Allah, and Allah will reward him for being thankful. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءٌ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ. If bad things befall him, he will practice sabr. As a matter of fact, he will have a feeling of, in a way, I'm glad that these things are happening because now I can become one of the sabreen. And Allah, in Allah yuhibbu sabreen. And the Prophet told us, never tell Allah, never do dua to become a sabr. Because if you do dua to become a sabr, to be a patient person, it means you are asking for bad things to befall you. So you don't ask for it. But when it happens, it is actually a blessing from Allah because He's giving you a chance to become, to experience this sort of ibadah. So Abu Darda, who is one of the scholars, tells us, إِنَّ مِنْ فِقْهِ الْعَبْدِ أَنْ يَتَعَهَدْ إِيمَانَهُ وَمَا نَقَصُ مِنْهُ وَمِنْ فِقْهِ الْعَبْدِ أَنْ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ يَزْدَادُ وَيَنْقُصُ. So one of the things of a scholar, of a person who understands his religion is to keep monitoring his iman, keep monitoring his state of the heart. And he understands that he will go through periods of heightened, elevated feelings where he's feeling very spiritual, and he's going to go through other periods where he's going to feel that he's not very close to Allah. This is normal. But from the fiqh, from the understanding, is to monitor oneself and monitor this and know how to deal with each state when it's there. One of the other symptoms is forgetting and ignoring the punishments that will befall us in this world and the hereafter. So sometimes when we are doing sins, we know that it is wrong. And when somebody reminds us, or if we remember, oh, hang on, you're going to be punished for that, we just send it back to the back of our minds. We don't want to think about it. These are all symptoms of staleness of the heart. One very important symptom is being overwhelmed by the worldly beautiful things. So we're being overwhelmed by nice cars, by nice phones, by money, by buildings. It's all right to enjoy all these things, but we mustn't allow them to overwhelm us. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يُغَرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. Allah's promise is true. So do not be overwhelmed by the worldly things. And finally, one of the other things that are a symptom of this is when a person starts to feel, oh, I'm going to live forever. So he forgets or does not want to think or hates being reminded of death. Hates being reminded that life will come to an end. Long or short, at the end of the day, each and every one will die. This life is a temporary state. When we're going through a state of staleness of the heart, we don't want to think this way. We hate being reminded of this. We don't want to think. We always think, oh, I'm going to live forever. You know, I'm going to do this thing next year and do this in 3 years and do this in 10 years. You don't know whether even you're going to be alive tomorrow morning. And this is where, when there is staleness of the heart, a person thinks, I'm going to live forever, and starts planning forever. One very important point that I just want to bring to everybody's attention, one of the reasons why the staleness of the heart can occur is interestingly burnout. Sometimes we try to push ourselves in ibadat, doing too much. So maybe doing too much qiyam layl, reading too much Quran, fasting too much, which is good. But we need to remember that everybody, each and every one of us has got a certain capacity. And we must not push ourselves beyond our limits. It's like an athlete getting burnt out. If an athlete does too much practice, more than what his body is ready for, he gets burnt out. So if we try to practice too much, interestingly enough, it's a paradoxical thing. So it's good to go into religion, but the Prophet ﷺ told us, "Inna dina yusr," our religion is simple, it's easy. وَلَنْ يُشَادِ الدِّينَ أَحَدًا إِلَّا غَلَبَهُ. Nobody will try to push and muscle his way into religion except he will be defeated. فَسَدِّدُوا وَقَارِبُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا. So always take it easy. Take it easy on yourself. I will end my first khutbah by a story about Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As was one of the second generation. He was the son of Amr ibn al-As, which we all know. And it was brought to Prophet Muhammad's attention that he and some of his friends were talking, and they were saying, one of them said, "I will fast every day," and the other one was saying, "I will never eat," and the other one was saying, "I will pray all night and never sleep," and the third one said, "I will never marry women, I'm not going to get married ever at all, I'm going to be like a hermit." And the Prophet ﷺ called them and said, "No, this is not our religion. Our religion does not ask us to do that." He told them, "I am the Prophet. I fast, but I eat. I don't fast every day. I get up at night to pray, but I sleep also. And I get married, so I enjoy worldly pleasures." This is how it should be, the right balance. If we push too hard, and I'm talking especially to our youngsters here, sometimes when you are getting into religion in a new way and you get excited about it, you push yourself too hard, too fast, and then you get a burnout. So, just a word of warning. Religion is a big, knowledge is endless. Religion is deep. So we need to go into religion step by step so that we don't get a burnout and then we suffer from this staleness of the heart. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلى الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك الحق المبين وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله النعمة المهداة والرحمة المجداة والسراج المنير أما بعد. So carrying on this condition of staleness of the heart. Two very important causes as well, which we need to be aware of because they might help us to avoid it. One of them is bad company. So be careful who you keep company with. Allah warns us on the day of judgment, some people will say, يَوْمَ يَعُضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ, from regret, he's going to bite his fingers. وَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ رَسُولَ سَبِيلًا, I wish I followed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya laytani lam uttakhid fulanan khalila. I wish I never made friends or became that close to this particular person. Laqad adallani ani dhikri ba'da ija'ani. Wa kana ash-shaytanu lil insani khadula. My companion, my friend has led me astray. And then on the day of judgment, both of them are in the wrong place. So we need to be very careful. Very careful who we make friends with. We need to be very careful who we spend time with. The Prophet ﷺ told us, مثل الجليس الصالح كحامل المسك. الجليس الصالح, the good companionship is like somebody who sells perfume. ومثل الجليس السيء, and the bad companion is somebody like who blows the fire to produce blows the fire anyway. So if you're sitting with somebody who sells perfume, you will either have a good smell or he will give you some of it. So it will all be benefit. And if you sit with somebody who does the other way around, you will just be affected by him either through a bad smell or getting burned from him. So anyway, be careful who you mix with. It's very, very important, especially in this day and age and the time we live in. Finally, I want to a word of warning about isolation. Because when you get isolated, you don't have any people around you who encourage you, who take your hand into religion. It can lead you to, you know, lead you astray. It says, عليكم بالجماعة وإياكم والفرقة. Be always with groups of people. Don't be alone. فإن الشيطان مع الواحد وهو من الاثنين أبعد. ومن أراد بحبوحة الجنة فليلزم الجماعة. If you're alone, the devil will find you easy prey. When you're with one companion, it's harder for him. When we are a group, it's impossible for him to come into it. So these are some of the things that can lead to this condition. One last word of warning is about minor sins. The Prophet warns us, he said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحَقَّرَاتِ الذُّنُوبِ فَإِنَّهُنَّ يَجْتَمَعْنَ عَلَى الرَّجِلِ حَتَّى يُهْلِكْنَهُ. Be careful, minor sins, little things that we might think, oh, it means nothing at all. You know, I was at work, I just took a pencil. So what's a pencil? It doesn't really mean anything. But minor can accumulate and become a major. So be careful, be aware of minor sins. So to close up, to sum up, it's important to remember that we are all vulnerable. We all pass through these phases of staleness and then heightened feeling of Iman. When we have the heightened feeling of Iman, alhamdulillah, make maximum benefit of it. And when you feel that your heart is starting to go a bit stale, try to analyze, see what is causing it. I've mentioned some of the reasons, but there are many more reasons. But each and every one of us can understand themselves. So it's important to audit and monitor ourselves. And it's important to notice it when it happens, so we can quickly get rid of it before it starts to become one dot, then another, and then we have the run on the heart. وَالْعَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك اللهم لنا فيما أعطيت. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أحييتنا وارحمنا بترك ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا وألزم قلوبنا حفظ كتابك كما علمتنا. ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم. وأقم الصلاة يرحمك الله.